Últimamente, muchos de ustedes me han estado pidiendo que haga más pruebas de inglés. En videos anteriores, evaluamos qué tal estaban nuestros conocimientos y estructuras del idioma. En esta ocasión, vamos a ver cuánto inglés puedes entender. Escucharemos tres conversaciones cotidianas de aproximadamente un minuto, cada una con diferentes temas que se usan en la vida real. En este examen te evaluarás tú mismo comentando qué porcentaje de cada conversación entendiste. El fin no es entender el 100% de cada palabra, sino darte una idea de lo que se está hablando y conocer el contexto de la conversación. Así que te recomiendo tomar lápiz y papel para anotar tus ideas o partes en las que quizás hayas tenido problemas o no las hayas entendido. Al final veremos las conversaciones con subtítulos. Veremos qué uniones de sonidos hubo o expresiones que quizás se tengan que explicar. Pero antes de empezar, te invito a compartir este video para que sigamos creciendo en este canal y ser cada día más en esta gran familia. También me apoyarías mucho dejando tu like y suscribiéndote al canal para no perderte ningún material nuevo. Sin más que decir, y si estás listo para poner a prueba tu inglés, comencemos.
How many people are there in your family?
There are 5 people in my family. My father, mother, brother, sister, and me.
Does your family live in a house or an apartment?
We live in a house in the countryside.
What does your father do?
My father is a doctor. He works at the local hospital.
How old is your mother?
She is 40 years old, 1 year younger than my father.
Do you have any siblings? What's his or her name?
Yes, I do. I have 1 elder brother, David, and 1 younger sister, Mary.
Are you the oldest among your brothers and sisters?
No, I'm not. I'm the 2nd child in my family.
What is your mother or father like?
My father likes playing football, and my mother likes cooking.
Do your parents let you stay out late?
Of course not. They always ask me to get home before 10 p.m. each night.
Do you stay with your parents?
Right now, no. But I used to.
Does your family usually have dinner together?
Yes, we do. My mom always prepares delicious meals for us.
How often do you eat out? Who do you go with?
I often eat out on weekends when I hang out with my friends.
What restaurant do you usually visit?
Well, there are not many restaurants in my neighborhood, so my best choice is the deli in convenience stores like the Circle K, Mini Stop, B Smart.
What type of food do you enjoy to eat, Western or Asian?
I'm interested in Asian food. Western food is not my thing.
How much do you usually pay when you eat out?
It's not very expensive, just around $5 for each meal.
Do you enjoy spicy food?
Yes, I do, especially on cold days.
Are the servers there friendly to you?
Yes, they are. Most of them are really helpful.
Have you ever tried Italian food?
Yes, at least once, when I was in my friend's wedding party.
Are you concerned about calories when eating out?
Yes, I am. I'm on diet now, so this really matters to me.
Are fast food restaurants like KFC or McDonald's famous in your country?
Yes, they are. The youth in my country are big fans of fast food.
Do you often drink alcohol when eating out?
No, not often. Just when I have parties with my friends.
What is your hobby?
I like playing sports, especially swimming.
Is your hobby common in your country?
Yes. Kids, adults, and senior citizens all like swimming in my country.
Is your hobby the same as when you were a child?
Yes, I was fond of swimming when I was a little girl.
When did you start practicing that hobby?
I started swimming when I was 5 years old.
Is there anybody in your family who you share your hobby with?
My dad, he taught me how to swim.
How much time do you spend on your hobby?
I usually go to the swimming pool twice a week.
What benefits do you get from it?
Swimming is a really good workout. It helps me keep fit and chill out after a long day working.
Have you ever heard of someone having a very unusual hobby?
Yes, my cousin loves tattooing vehicles. He puts stickers everywhere on his car.
What do you think about someone having weird hobbies?
I don't think any hobby is weird. It's just what you like to do, so I don't judge others.
What hobbies are usually expensive in your country?
Playing golf is a really expensive hobby. Only the rich can afford to buy golf supplies.
Ahora veremos las conversaciones con subtítulos.
How many people are there in your family?
There are 5 people in my family. My father, mother, brother, sister, and me.
Does your family live in a house or an apartment?
We live in a house in the countryside.
What does your father do?
My father is a doctor. He works at the local hospital.
How old is your mother?
She is 40 years old, 1 year younger than my father.
Do you have any siblings? What's his or her name?
Yes, I do. I have 1 elder brother, David, and 1 younger sister, Mary.
Are you the oldest among your brothers and sisters?
No, I'm not. I'm the 2nd child in my family.
What is your mother, father like?
My father likes playing football, and my mother likes cooking.
Do your parents let you stay out late?
Of course not. They always ask me to get home before 10 p.m. each night.
Do you stay with your parents?
Right now, no. But I used to.
Does your family usually have dinner together?
Yes, we do. My mom always prepares delicious meals for us.
How often do you eat out? Who do you go with?
I often eat out on weekends when I hang out with my friends.
What restaurant do you usually visit?
Well, there are not many restaurants in my neighborhood, so my best choice is the deli in convenience stores like the Circle K, Mini Stop, B-Smart.
What type of food do you enjoy to eat, Western or Asian?
I'm interested in Asian food. Western food is not my thing.
How much do you usually pay when you eat out?
It's not very expensive, just around $5 for each meal.
Do you enjoy spicy food?
Yes, I do, especially on cold days.
Are the servers there friendly to you?
Yes, they are. Most of them are really helpful.
Have you ever tried Italian food?
Yes, at least once, when I was in my friend's wedding party.
Are you concerned about calories when eating out?
Yes, I am. I'm on diet now, so this really matters to me.
Are fast food restaurants like KFC or McDonald's famous in your country?
Yes, they are. The youth in my country are big fans of fast food.
Do you often drink alcohol when eating out?
No, not often. Just when I have parties with my friends.
What is your hobby?
I like playing sports, especially swimming.
Is your hobby common in your country?
Yes. Kids, adults, and senior citizens all like swimming in my country.
Is your hobby the same as when you were a child?
Yes. I was fond of swimming when I was a little girl.
When did you start practicing that hobby?
I started swimming when I was 5 years old.
Is there anybody in your family who you share your hobby with?
My dad, he taught me how to swim.
How much time do you spend on your hobby?
I usually go to the swimming pool twice a week.
What benefits do you get from it?
Swimming is a really good workout. It helps me keep fit and chill out after a long day working.
Have you ever heard of someone having a very unusual hobby?
Yes, my cousin loves tattooing vehicles. He puts stickers everywhere on his car.
What do you think about someone having weird hobbies?
I don't think any hobby is weird. It's just what you like to do, so I don't judge others.
What hobbies are usually expensive in your country?
Playing golf is a really expensive hobby. Only the rich can afford to buy golf supplies.
Tips y consejos de las conversaciones. Conversación 1. En esta conversación encontramos palabras que quizás no conocíamos. Entre ellas, countryside. Esta palabra, en español, la podríamos conocer como las afueras, el campo o una zona rural, es decir, que no está en la ciudad. Otra palabra que quizás no conocías es siblings, que significa hermano y hermana. Usualmente la utilizamos para pluralizar con ambos géneros de los hermanos. La siguiente y última palabra de esta conversación es amongst, que simplemente significa entre. Conversación 2. En esta conversación encontramos expresiones y palabras interesantes, entre ellas hangout, que significa salir. También mencionaron diferentes tiendas de conveniencia, que no necesariamente tenemos que traducir, sino llamarlas tal y como cuando las escuchamos o las conocemos. Por otra parte, cuando mencionan servers, se refieren a los meseros y no a servidores como tal. Por último, concern significa estar preocupado por algo, y es interesante aprenderlo. Conversación número 3. En esta conversación hay varias palabras interesantes, entre ellas senior citizens, que en español los podemos conocer como las personas de tercera edad o personas mayores. Otra cosa que quizás te pudo confundir es que el narrador dijo little girl, o en español, una niña. Esto es porque simplemente él está siguiendo la conversación y no es realmente la persona que está apareciendo. Después tenemos workout, que es sinónimo de exercise, es decir, hacer ejercicio. Por último, y una palabra interesante, es weird, que significa raro. Estas han sido todas las explicaciones. No te olvides de comentar qué porcentaje de cada conversación entendiste y qué fue lo que se te dificultó más. Sin más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.